Our week number 9 locker room chat here continues 92.1 KMZA from the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Quentin Prophet alongside here now head coach of the Centralia Boys, Nick Evans. This locker room chat is provided by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agri Enterprise. Only a pair of games since the last time we talked, coach, was on Monday and Tuesday here this week, the last 2 days. They lost to Riverside by 2, 58-56, and then a bounce-back victory over the Frankfort Wildcats, 67-54, going down early in the first half, but making a comeback in the second quarter and taking the lead for the rest of the way through quarters 3 and 4, and of course coming away with a victory. Coach, tell me about these last two games from you and your team.
Monday, I thought we controlled that game against Riverside for the most part, and then we just did some... We had some mental errors there late, and so that's what we kind of talked about. You know, you can play hard, but you have to add in the mental aspect of it when you're playing at this level and get smarter in some situations. And we've been young, and so we're still working on those things, and it came to bite us in that game. We just they got hot, and we had some turnovers and some bad shot selections and missed free throws. Free throws was big in that game. So, we just didn't close. And so that's a thing we talk about quite a bit this year is finishing games and not being so up and down. And you're going to have that when you're young. When you're young, you're probably going to be a little up and down, but, we're looking for progress in some of those categories. But, I thought against Frankfort, we started really slow. I kind of saw that coming after a tight game the night before. And then we kind of got our legs back and started hitting some shots, and our defense ratcheted up a little bit more and made it a little more tough on them. And then, the Anderson kid, he worked so hard to get shots that I felt like maybe for a little bit he lost his legs for a little bit, but he's a phenomenal player and, he's been fun to watch for 4 years.
Quentin Aldifer, he finished with 27 points in that game, 5 threes. Wes Anderson, as you kind of mentioned there, poses a threat in last night's game. He had 5 threes as well, but you were able to contain him there in the second half. Coming up here are some upcoming games. Lynn here on Friday, next Tuesday, Axtell, and then, of course, next week, also you finish out Thursday, Friday, well, Muncie and Blue Valley Randolph. But let's focus here on these next two games. Lynn, Axtell, Twin Valley League matchups are 6-1 in the TVL. What are some keys to these upcoming TVL games to continue to get these victories?
It's just every TVL game is nothing's guaranteed. I mean, when you play anybody in this league, nothing is absolutely guaranteed. So you gotta, I mean, Lynn's gonna come in and obviously want to beat you, and they're playing well. I mean, I know they had a good win this weekend against Canton Galva, so that's a big win for them, and playing confident. And really, in basketball too, especially this time of year, is confidence. You can see teams that play well at the beginning of the year and kind of fall off. That happens every year, and you see teams that weren't playing as well at the beginning of the year, and now all of a sudden they're kind of playing really good. Like Blue Valley, Randolph is one of those. I talked to Blake France. They struggled early in the year, and I think they're playing as good as anybody in this league now. So. It's all about confidence, and we know what we're up against, and you have to bring the same mentality every single night, no matter who you're playing. And because if you don't, the guys know, I mean, anybody can beat you. So you have to take everybody seriously, and they will, and play hard and respect every opponent.
Well, Axtell, a team that you've already faced once already this year, is in the Twin Valley League tournament. Lost 69-52, but you were, you know, leading 90% of the way there in the first half. Of course, great shots were falling in there for you, Quentin Aldifer. So having an amazing first half there against Axtell. One big difference here in this matchup is Logan Sandman. He's back and healthy. How do you plan to address Logan Sandman and Shaughnessy, both kind of back in the game there for Axtell?
They present a lot of problems because they got about everything you need. They play so hard, all of them. That's the Sandman. I watched the game against Hanover, and he's another, just this league has so many good players. He's another phenomenal player. I'm not sure that you can shut them down. I don't think that's possible. Like, just same thing with Wes. I think it's more try to limit them as much as possible, which is not easy no matter what you try and do. We'll throw some different things at them and see what works, but it's a lot easier said than done. These are great players and really good coaches in this league. So we'll just do the best we can.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 9 of our Locker Room Chats.
Thank you.
That was Head Coach Nick Evans from the Centralia Boys. Again, this Locker Room Chat has been provided by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agri Enterprise. Upcoming for Centralia, 2 TVL matchups, Lynn and Axel next Tuesday.